Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for everyone gathered in here. We thank you for your will that is beautifully woven in their lives. Lord, your grace will continually be experienced. Your grace will continually be seen in the name of Jesus. I pray that they are receiving the strength to be able to do what you have called them to do. In Jesus' name. Thank you for the spirit of prayer. The grace to supplicate. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we're going to be open to yielding to your lead in Jesus' mighty name. So I'm hoping we are doing very well. And I will be continuing with our conversation on backsliding. I'm actually searching if I will have to do backsliding or there is another teaching on just personal leadership that we will have to consider. Amen. So we're going to continue. How many of us are having a very good walk with God? Or maybe you feel, okay, I think I'm doing well. Okay. Just drop your favorite emoji if you think you're having a very good flow with God. Your walk with God is going well. Okay. I am glad to actually hear okay the rest of you, it's not really going well, or you still feel like there's a lot you can do, or there is more to be done. In fact, for everybody there is more. I was telling someone that there's always more. If you prayed and you spent time with God, let's say an hour praying, you could have two. And if you spent 2 hours praying, you could have four. If you had 4 hours praying, you could have 10. If you had a day praying, you can have two. If you had 2 days praying, you could have three. 3 days praying, you could have five. So there's always like a it's limitless. And that is why serving God is so important. Because that's limitless. There's a limitless, or there's a limitless amount of work for you to be able to do. Yeah. So those of you who don't want to serve God, you would be retiring at 60. 60 will still be working hard for the Lord. So you better find God and work for Him. All right, so if that's fine, if every majority of us are having our work with God going well, we're still going to continue. I actually had plans on dealing with the leadership of a child. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Then we can take a detour from leader and backsliding, and then revisit it a few months to come. But I think I'll want to do that this evening. So we're going to pause on, and then we're going to look at the leadership of a child. And I strongly believe, okay, that everything rises and falls on leadership. See, no, Pastor. I'm not called to be a leader. But you see, the truth of the matter is that if you're not called to lead anybody, you are at least called to lead yourself. So you get to realize that everybody is some way, somehow called to leadership, even if you were not called to lead a nation. There will still be some attributes of leadership in leading yourself. And it's interesting enough, not many people are good leaders of even themselves. They cannot take their bath when they should. They cannot pray when they should. You know, there are some people who are very bad at getting to realize that my life is a life of procrastination and excuses. So it means they poorly rule themselves. But primarily, everyone is called to lead. In Matthew 28, Jesus, we find him telling his disciples, which translates into telling us that they should go into all the nations of the world and make disciples. Then he emphasizes that they should teach them to observe all things whatsoever he, Jesus, has commanded Now, if you've heard me teach for a while, you will realize that the teaching that he lays emphasis on is by precepts and by example. So it means that they were supposed to teach formally or didactically, and they were also supposed to teach via being examples, and that's quite some leadership. So it means if everybody is called to raise disciples, everyone was called to lead. But unfortunately, there are people who lead with the mind of a child. And in this ministry, I will want to at least lay out that emphasis that everyone is a leader. And if we're going to see the increase, everybody will have to take responsibility. The way we're going to do well as a ministry and to grow as a ministry is to make sure everybody has a mind that leads, and everybody has a heart that leads. So that when something happens, you don't say, we are waiting for a pastor. Nope. Everybody sees a sense of responsibility, and they can rise up to the occasion and rise up to the task. That's how we're going to see increase. Right, so there's something called the leadership of a child. I was just somewhere and I thought, I need to teach them this. I need to lay emphasis on this so that it's very clear that everybody here is called to that place of leading. And I wasn't going to hold a leadership summit or a leadership session. I was going to teach the whole church. So if everybody is called to leadership, then everybody must have knowledge on leadership. And it is sad if you have a child as a leader. It's very sad to have a child as a leader. In fact, in Isaiah, God speaks about how the people are oppressed by children and women, and how that these children and women cause them to err and to destroy the way of thy path. So there's a leadership of a child, and then there's a leadership of a woman. Either of the two in the natural elements are not too good. Isaiah chapter 3 verse 12. Isaiah chapter 3 verse 12. Isaiah chapter 3 verse 12. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. Oh, my people, those who lead you cause you to err and destroy the way of your path. I take no apologies, because I'm reading the Bible. Don't fight with me. Go and fight with the Bible. Now, there's a spiritual woman. She's full of the Spirit. So she's not stubborn. Then there's a natural woman, a cantankerous woman. Find the meaning of cantankerous and drop it there. A cantankerous woman, a problematic woman. So maybe in these few days we're going to be looking at the leadership of a child, And if we're able to complete, we'll look at the leadership of a woman. They have very different traits. Bad-tempered, argumentative, and cooperative. Cantankerous, stubborn. So God is saying that he has always finding things to argue or complain about. Say, keep quiet. Say, why should I keep quiet? That's a cantankerous woman. So Isaiah chapter 3, there's a leadership that God does not like, or that causes the people to err, and it destroys the way of thy path. He says, they which lead thee cause thee to err. It means you're always in error, and they destroy the way of thy path. So a very first key, or a very first sign of the leadership of a child, is plainly characterized by disorganization. Disorganization. Look at what verse 4 says. Verse 4. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 4. Disorganization. And I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. Drop the NLT. I hope you are listening. So that we don't see anything. This one is the leadership of a child. Okay, hold on. I will make boys, not men, boys, their leaders, and toddlers, their rulers. And anarchy will prevail. Anarchy, confusion. A state of disorder will prevail. So if you find out that you are very disorganized, we are looking at the leadership of a child. You know that as old as you are, you cannot tidy up your room. You must be a child. You can't clean the places where you live. You must be a child. You always take offense on the slightest issue. You must be a child. So, in this scripture, a child might not necessarily be that maybe they are young, but their character is that of a child. So, anarchy prevails. So the leadership of a child is characterized first and foremost by disorganization. Whenever you see disorder, you see chaos, you see confusion. One time I got into one of the meetings and I said, no. Why is this here? Why is that here? I saw the leadership of children. Because the moment I saw, I said, no, this is not supposed to be here. Move it here. Let's have the place well kept. Because I saw the leadership of a child is characterized by this organization. But from today, I think it's changing, because you are getting to know that the leadership of a child is characterized by disorganization. Whenever you see somebody disorganized, their lives are disorganized. They don't know what they have to do. They don't know what next they have to do. They are confused. They are disorganized in their thoughts, disorganized in their speech. They cannot have a very clear-cut conversation. It's the characteristic of a child. So, I want you to begin to put your life in order, put your environment in order, put the things happening around you in order. Make sure that everything that you do is organized. It is not good to be a disorganized fellow. The leadership of a child is characterized by disorganization. If there's anything I've realized about the Holy Spirit, which points to God, is he's very key at organization. I'm not going to lie to you. How I know is that when I start to pray, and I've realized this a number of times. And when I say a number of times, I mean a number of times. When I begin to pray in a space, I will not be able to pray if I don't put things in their right place. Yes. It always happens naturally. It's like the moment you begin to speak in tongues, you almost start to want to make sure the environment is set. When I start teaching to you, when I start teaching you about atmospheres, some of you will see why you cannot pray. Yes. Because there is an atmosphere for prayer. There's a way you set things around to be fine in the environment so that you can pray. Oh yes, there is. So you see that you find me pacing around, and almost naturally, you might begin to pick something and put it well, put something and put it well, turn something and put it in its right place. Before you realize, before you So before you realize, you just pick something and then you put it there. So it almost looks to me like the first few minutes are going to be times where you put things in order. Like you will just find yourself just trying to put things in order. It's true. It's very true. It's very true. So the leadership of a child is characterized by disorganization. I do not like disorganized things, honestly. Honestly, because I feel there's something wrong with you when your space is very disorganized. Yes, and I don't like to say this, but it's true actually. Demons are a sign of disorganization. Death, like when you see death, somebody live, I look at you two times because you cannot have the Spirit of God and be very dirty. It's quite rare. Yeah, so you should start to put things in order. You should start to put things in their place. You should start to be a lover of things in their rightful place. I'm not saying you can live with somebody who messes things up. That's not what I'm saying. Yes, you can accommodate and all that. But when you get to your place, make sure everything is well. Right? So the first sign of leadership of children is that it's characterized by disorganization. Number two, the leadership of a child is characterized by a lack of understanding of serious issues and imminent dangers. A child lacks understanding into serious issues and, you know, dangers that can arise because of the things that are neglected. In 1 Corinthians 13:11, when I was a child, I speak as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. So there is a way a child understands things. You don't understand serious issues. There is an understanding of a child. Mommy, 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 mommy. Yes, what? That's all. That's all. She calls you like 9 times. And then the response is laughter when you finally respond. And she gets on it again. Mommy, 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 you're not minding her. Mommy, 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 yes, what should I do? There's nothing. It's like they don't think about anything. They don't have understanding into anything. You say, don't touch that thing. It's not good. So my mother had a policy. She said that in a child, you don't tell them not to touch, because not touch means touch. Touch means not touch. So you just keep quiet and you put it safe wherever it is you want to put it, because they cannot understand. The moment you tell them that don't touch, my mother, she was like, she just picks it, puts it, or she doesn't tell you don't, because she knows that once you say don't touch, it's either you go out and come, they've touched, they are present in your presence, they are touching. So a lack of understanding of serious issues. A child doesn't know there is misunderstanding in the house, so everybody should go inside the room. No, no, no. They don't understand. Even when there are serious things to deal with, a child cannot understand. A child cannot understand why they should not have dirty rooms. A child cannot understand why they should have their lives set in a certain path, or in a certain, you know, their life should take a certain trajectory. A child cannot understand why he should be given to ministry. This is a joke. So there's a lack of understanding of serious issues. There's no understanding. So, beginning from this teaching, you're going to start changing. And you say, Pastor teaches me not to have the leadership of a child. Rather than understand, they would not understand. They would throw in some tantrums here and there. They would cry on you because you told them that they shouldn't do something that you are trying to protect them from. So it's actually a very serious thing if God gives you the leadership of a child. It's very serious. But in Jesus' name, you would not have these traits in leading your life. There's a place of being childlike, of course, when you're with God. But there's also a maturity that is required to lead you and other people. Number 4, the leadership of a child is characterized by not understanding anything that is a little complex. The moment you introduce complexity, they are out of the game. They don't want anything complex. They don't want to deal with anything complex. They just want A, apple, B, baby, C, cat, D, dog. The moment you just say 2 times 4 times 6 minus, they just say, hey, hey. We don't understand that one. So the leadership of a child rejects complexities. They reject complexities. Yeah. Anything that is complex, they don't like it. They like to sing nursery rhythms, enjoy themselves, go to class, sing, dance, sleep, eat, come back home. The leadership of a child. The moment it gets complex. So begin to appreciate complex things and don't shy away from dealing with complex issues and handling complex issues. Are you listening? Yes, I want everybody here growing and maturing. Begin to be able to handle complex issues. You should be able to, you know, deal with complex things. And do not shy away from complex things. Don't shy away from complex things. Once it's difficult and it's complex, they shy away from it. No, it's the leadership of a child. So beginning from this teaching, you are changing and you are becoming a better leader. Even in discipleships, you should be able to, you know, get along in discipleships. You should be able to get along with your pastor. There are some people I tell that, do this, do that, do that. And they feel maybe it's too complex. And I'm like, we are growing. You cannot say you cannot want to do complex things. There are going to be complex things. If you are in the choir, there are going to be complex songs, complex arrangements. If you are in the whatever unit, there are going to be complex things to deal with. As the ministry grows, there are going to be complex issues. So you can't say that you just want to sit and enjoy life as it comes. No. There are complexities to this thing. Complex situations you'll be involved in that you should handle. Number four, the leadership of a child is characterized by having fun and celebrating. A child loves to play. The moment there's nothing fun in it, they don't like it. It is not entertaining. They don't like it. Everything should just be play. When you come to church and there's no play, you're not happy. See, now pastor doesn't make us laugh at all. Serious, serious, serious. It's very serious, 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 serious. Hey. At least we should just play small. See, the ministry, they are very serious. Discipleship. Everybody must flow. Everybody must flow in. Everybody must pray. Everybody, why? No, it's because we don't want to have the leadership of children spilled all over everywhere. It means we are not going anywhere once we have the leadership of a child. See, in your life, you have to know when to play and when to get serious. I remember telling someone some time back, I said, you can't always be smiling at me. When I'm not smiling, don't smile. When I'm serious, be serious. Don't be laughing when I'm not laughing. Or when the conversation does not call for laughter. So the leadership of a child will always see everything as a game. I mean, let's be serious. Let's be serious. Now, I'm not saying also that when we are laughing, then you are jimsing like, what do you call it? The one's a Dagbani term. Your face is as hard as, what do you call it? No. Everything, they like to just have fun. Some of you, how you know that you were children is that you had more than 6 professions. When you were between 2 and 3, you wanted to be a doctor. 7 and 9, you changed to lawyer. 10 and 12, you changed to pilot. 12 and 15, you changed to astronaut. 15 and 16, civil engineer. 21, you realize that no, this one is business administration. That will help you. By 2021, you realize that no, if you don't go and do some simple course, it's not helping. See, you're now becoming more realistic. Becoming more realistic. You alone, you have like, you've trained 12 different professions. You've seen yourself in everywhere, everything, doing everything. No. So, in the leadership of a child, it's characterized by a lot of entertainment, a lot of fun, a lot of playing. I was shared today after maybe teaching on a very powerful teaching that enlightens and brings in understanding. You now see someone say that, church, today we didn't dance, cry. We didn't dance. Say, oh. That's it. They don't do praise and worshiping. After they just finish their sort of worship, they just jump into the teaching of the word. After prayers, some short worship song. And then they just, where's the time? Where's the time? So we don't dance. Hey, a church too that you don't dance, dear. When Jesus wrote to you, he told you that you should go ye into all the nations of the world, teaching and dancing. You see, we sometimes can get lost in quite a number of things that he didn't ask us to do. Now, while in fact there's a place of adulation and celebration, right? We don't have to lose focus on what there is actually is to be done. I'm going to take time to read, to also maybe as we go on, teach on praise and worship. And then that's when it's going to be clear what real worship and praise is. Because sometimes things can be done in a certain way and there's no understanding to it. And once there's no understanding to it, we don't do it the way God wants us to do it. So until then, your pastor, there's no rush. Unless you are traveling somewhere. I was telling someone, I can't teach you everything, and I wouldn't teach you all things. I don't think I can teach you all things in a day. Not even in 25 years. Yes, there are some things I'll teach you as the years go by, many years. So if you are not going anywhere, then I think we should just enjoy ourselves. Let's grow gradually. If you're not going anywhere, unless you're going somewhere, then you say, Pastor, fast track the teachings so that we can go. But if you're not going anywhere, you're patient through the times. You grow through the times. So we're bringing our teaching on the leadership of a child to a close. And then we're going to continue tomorrow. And the last thing I want to tell you is that the real essence of teaching is so that you can live what you have been taught. Okay? So you're going to learn to live what you have been taught. When you go back, you're going to look at areas in your life that communicate the leadership of a child. And then you will start making adjustments to them. You start making adjustments so that we can have you do what God wants you to do. Father, thank you for everyone here who is maturing beautifully and who is fulfilling your plan for their lives. And we are not going to be prone to being child leaders who are full of anarchy, chaos, confusion. But our lives are going to be set orderly in the name of Jesus. There's going to be understanding of serious issues. We will learn to understand complex things. We'll learn to put fun in its place, celebrating in its place, work also in its place, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this in our lives too, in Jesus' name. Amen.